All right, joining us now from NFL Network is Brian Baldinger. And, Baldy, first of all, thank you for joining us. And secondly, just to talk about the Browns, this is a team that clearly has a quarterback need, but maybe you don't do that at number four. Where do you weigh in on this?
Well, good afternoon, Vic. Nice to be with you. I don't believe that any of these quarterbacks are worthy of the fourth pick or the first pick. I just don't believe it. We've seen enough failures over the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, whatever, Vic, to know when we see somebody that's going to change a franchise, and I don't believe that any of these quarterbacks are going to do that. I don't think Ray Farmer, Mike Pettin have got to spend their fourth pick in this draft to improve the quarterback position. I think there's a lot of other holes, a lot of other more pressing needs right now than to try and reach for a guy that you're going to have to play it, especially if you draft him four. You're going to have to play him and develop him while he plays, and I just don't think that's a good idea in this draft.
You just made the statement about the quarterbacks, in your mind, not having that top 10 cachet. Do you think somebody, though, is going to overvalue them because of the position and go up and maybe emulate 2011?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because that's what the NFL history is. And when you do that and you miss, you get fired. I mean, that's just the result of taking a quarterback in the top 10 and he doesn't work out and your franchise doesn't get turned around. I mean, I have a different opinion of what a franchise quarterback is. I believe a franchise quarterback is somebody that literally makes everybody else better and hides your weaknesses, like Peyton, like Andrew Luck did. I mean, those are, like Cam Newton has, those are just rare, rare players. It takes a rare skill set and a rare talent, and they don't come along in every draft. And all those three players you mentioned in the 2011 draft were overdrafted.
Mm-hmm.
Had they been taken in the second or third round, maybe they wouldn't have played right away. Maybe they would have been selected by a better team with better parts around them. And maybe they would have been a better complement. And maybe their coaches wouldn't have been fired like they have. So I do think there's a lot of parallels. And I think not just parallels, but I think you have to learn from those mistakes.
Always great to chat with Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. Baldy, Greg Robinson, the massive offensive lineman out of Auburn, is probably top five on all 32 NFL squads board. Have you had a chance to look at him, and how versatile could he be? Could he swing inside for a couple years and, say, play at that guard spot, either next to Joe Thomas or on the right side if the Browns chose to go that way?
I think Greg Robinson can play any one of four positions in the offensive line. He's a mauler. Physically, I don't know if there's anybody better than him in this draft. He needs some technique work. He's only played the position for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Jonathan Ogden played left guard his first year in the league, and then when Tony Jones moved on, he went out to left tackle and became a Hall of Famer. We have seen Tariq Glenn play guard before mm-hmm. he went to left tackle, protecting the blind side of Peyton Manning. He certainly can do that if that's what's needed. I don't think he'd have any problem sliding inside. He looks kind of like a guard, to be honest with you, a tackle. He's just mauls people. And he's a very good athlete. So he could do that. I believe he's a top five pick. I think there's three really, really good tackles in this draft. Jake Matthews, along with the tackle from Michigan right now, Taylor Lewin, I really like him. I think all three of those guys are going to start and play really well in this league. I would go to the side of the more athletic guy after watching Lane Johnson play in Philadelphia a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was the best rookie of the year last year of any position, and his athletic ability is what got him taken at number four, and as it turns out, he's clearly the best tackle in the draft a year ago.